Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, and happy new year. It's Eli here with a brand new mini episode for you today as we get ready to reconvene the table for more Other Bothers. It's the Nexus Files today, starring Egerton and Jackie in a Lunar New Year inspired story. So there's one more Nexus Files on the way after this, and then that's going to be the last piece you'll hear that was recorded here in our current studio. Because we are moving. Sean and I are moving house, and at the same time, we are setting up a brand new studio, which is daunting and thrilling and wonderful, and I will have much more to tell you soon. There is so much happening on so many fronts. It's bonkers. The Year of the Water Tiger. It's going to be a huge one here at Fable and Folly, and we look forward to getting all kinds of great new things out into your headphones real soon. All right, that's enough for me. On with the show.
Excuse me? Oh, it's an empty room. Excuse me, is this the, I'm looking for the Complaints, Cold Cases, and Concerned Clientele Department. Oh, there's a bell. I'll just ring it. That was a bit louder than I was expecting.
And from under the table, you hear a muffled sound.
Nobody here!
Okay. Should I just, Oh, there's one of these number ticket things. I'll just take a number and wait.
No, there's no need to wait, because no one is going to help you for at least the next foreseeable future. There's nobody here.
Hi, I walked around the little thing, and why are you eating something under your desk?
Ah, I see you learned how to use our swivel door. Most people don't realize it's a pull instead of a push.
If you want, I can take my... I do have a number. I can go and wait.
No, I just wanted 5 minutes of privacy. I'll just... My lunch back in my...
Oh, I feel really horrible. I will go.
No, wait. I'm going away. We're here to serve. Just let me... Sorry, just gotta get out. And Jackie crawls out from under the desk. And, you know, she's got tendrils of leaves that were forming a curtain so no one could see. And she just kind of crawls out and they squish back into her. And she stands up, just kind of nonchalantly looks at him and goes... Hi! Welcome to the Department of Complaints, Cold Cases, and Concerned Clientele. My name is Jackie. I am hugely overqualified to be in the position I'm in currently. How can I help you?
This doesn't feel right. I'm sorry. I'm just... Hold on. Ah! Nah, this feels better.
Oh, yes. We're all about, what's the word?
Protocol?
That's the one. We're all about protocol here.
Oh, good. I love that because, you know, I'm very much about protocol. My boss is, you might say, invented protocol. So it's very important.
That's a pretty big leap to take. How can I help you?
A big leap? I can leap for you. Is that important? Now, here we go. How many times is appropriate for this procedure?
Give me 16 leaps. One. Well, I guess we count the first one. That's three.
All right, with a kick. Okay. A twist.
You are flexible.
A flip.
Oh, all right. Wow.
Nexus Files, starring Christy Bolton, Michael Howie, and Sean Howard. Episode 5, Total Animals.
As time passes, Jackie is continually impressed by the leaping that is taking place in front of her. Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Oh, right over the chairs.
Huh. Whoa, oh, I almost... Oh, hi, who are you?
Oh, hi, I'm Anderson. I was on break, but I heard a bell off in the distance, so I thought I'd come check that out. And hold on, wait, oh, are you jumping? Why are you jumping?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to almost kick you.
It's a protocol. It's protocol, Egerton. Oh, the leap protocol?
The leap protocol. Yeah, I remember that seminar. I didn't miss any of the seminars, so I remember that one, right?
Mm.
Right,
we're in part three. Part three. We've done the 16 and then the 32, we're doing the 64.
64.
That's numbers.
Yeah, numbers, they go up like that.
But at some point, we are going to be able to talk about what the Jade Emperor sent
the
me
Jade
here
Emperor?
For, right?
Oh, what?
What? Jade Emperor? That sounds important.
I'm sorry, who sent you?
The Jade Emperor.
Emperor.
Oh, the Jade Emperor. Why did you say that?
Oh, well, I was waiting until we were at the right moment in the protocol share that
protocol,
information.
Schmodocall, what does the Jade Emperor want?
There's a Schmodocall? I'm not aware of.
What
oh,
does
the Schmodocall comes with a bagel. And
Egerton,
we've
talked about this, okay? You can do that in a minute. What is going on?
Well, I'm sorry. If there's a new type of protocol, I really am very intrigued.
Yeah,
I must tell the Jade Emperor.
It's important that the bagels, the schmagels, and everything in between are lined up appropriately and equally divided, and as this building's official, you know, poison control agent, it's important for me to sample. So
poison control.
Poison control. Thank you. If you have any samples, I really should take a look at them.
Okay, so a schmodocall is about poison protocols.
At this point, Jackie has a tendril leap out from the middle of her chest that is leaves and grabs the person in front of her and pulls them close to the desk. What does the Jade Emperor want?
Oh, you're doing that thing where you're angry squeezing.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you get when you squeeze, you got to be careful with the anger, because then you end up like just, you know, angry squeezing, and that's when people black out, and then we've got to drag them out.
I'm sorry. It's a tactic from my days when I was doing all of the interrogation. I'm sorry. What does the Jade Emperor want?
It's all very simple. It has come to the Jade Emperor's esteemed attention that we are in need of a calendar, a zodiac. And the Jade Emperor, in their infinite wisdom, has determined that it should be of the animals.
That's such a good idea!
Thank you. I will inform the Jade Emperor that you approve.
Yeah, well, do you want me to, like, write a letter and sign it officially for you?
Sure.
You can notarize, right, Jacqueline?
But I have not gotten to the problem. It turns out everyone thinks this is a great idea, including the animals. They are sending a representative from every species. The problem is there appear to be a lot of them.
There are. I tried counting them one time, and I got to this many, and then couldn't anymore.
Yes, it's really out of control. Though we are a little better off because we don't have to include the golden goose for some reason, so that's one less.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
It's a touchy subject around here.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's
so, he is looking for a proposal for how to take the hundreds and tens of thousands of candidates and bring it down to the right 12.
From thousands to 12. Right? That's gosh. You know, there's you could do a Candy World competition. There's sometimes you see groups of people get together
I'm
competitive
not looking
card
for the
edition
answer myself. I'm looking for to file something to we are concerned citizens. I know saying the Jade Emperor is a citizen's a bit of a stretch, but we're hoping to open a file so you could find a solution for us.
Well, when I know the Jade Emperor, he does not like to wait.
Mm.
Oh, yes, he does not.
He's pretty intense.
Very
pretty intense about what his needs are. And
yes, if
he
tells me
to
jump 36 times, I jump 36 times.
Okay, so we need something. He's all about prestige.
Prestige.
It's all about prestige.
Prestige.
He really, fill us in on some details. I've only ever heard stories of the Jade Emperor, and they're quite large Whoa. Stories.
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 Oh, I got it. I got it. I know exactly the type of thing that
Excuse
will
me.
Really be... What?
Oh, how do I get a number?
No, the numbers are right over here. You got to pick one.
I can't reach up that high.
You can't, excuse me.
I can scurry up this man.
Here you go.
I have a number.
Okay, so we have a special rat waiting area just off to the side. It's got special size couches.
I need to speak immediately about what this man here is telling you.
What do you mean? What's going on?
I have a complaint.
A complaint?
Well, we are the Department for Complaints, Cold Cases, and Concerned Clientele.
Wait, now, I don't think you should allow this specific individual to register a complaint.
Why wouldn't we listen to this wonderful rat?
Listen to the rat?
Yeah, why not, buddy?
Well, just, they are not impartial. They are one of the, they are the representative of the rat species that are vying to be one of the 12 at the Zodiac.
That sounds like exactly who we need to talk to.
I actually, for once, agree with Egerton.
For once.
Thank you! So, I have a 72-page complaint. My crew's bringing it in now. Here they come! Okay, everyone!
That's a complaint. I mean, I have a bit of a complaint about how we got the complaint, but the complaint's here. We got to spend time on the complaint now.
Well, I would say the complaint came in after the request from the Jade Emperor, so that would clearly take precedence.
Well, actually, complaints come ahead of concerned clientele.
Excuse me. Where do we get the ticket?
You're that animal I can really identify clearly right now.
A cat?
Is that a cat?
That's a cat.
That's a cat. Are you sure?
It's hairless, but I'm
the hissing
sure it's
gave
a cat.
It. Okay, I got the hissing. The hissing
usually
gave it away
for there's
me.
Like some fur, but like there is this really beautiful species of animal that doesn't have fur, and this
really?
Just happens to be.
I'd like to register a complaint about speaking to any cats, and I'd like them to stay away from the top of this counter.
Okay. So maybe we can just. This is why we have the rat waiting room. Okay, so if you go over to the left,
how am I gonna leave the counter? There's a cat right there.
Well, what if you come to this side of the counter?
Okay,
and then.
Look at this! Oh, there's food under this desk. I'll be right back.
Oh. Hey, whoa. That's my... Oh, man.
Well, this is getting out of hand.
Is getting? It is out. This is not getting to. This is already out of hand.
Oh. I think that ox is trying to come through that doorway with its very wide horns.
Excuse me, I have a complaint to lodge.
Okay, so we're going to have to go by order now to figure out who's coming.
Well, if you see, I have a number on my horn here, so I believe I'm next.
He does have a number on his horn.
Well, it's a priority horn number, too, so...
What does that mean?
It means I paid for it.
Yeah, it's a monthly fee.
Wait, you can pay to get a priority?
Wait, it's not about wishes? Man, I've been overpaying.
I'm sorry, Kevin, we had a concerned clientele come in, but then there was a couple of complaints come in as well, and now there's some interspecies conflict we're trying to resolve.
We're really hoping that doesn't become a cold case, you know what I mean?
Making a mess everywhere.
We were trying to follow
protocol. Everything will be, you're in charge. Clean this up.
Okay, I'm on it.
Come and be my office.
Oh, no, Egerton's in charge.
Okay, everyone just calm down. I'm just going to go to the other side of this gate, and we will figure this out. Huh?
It's a pull, Egerton.
Aw, rats.
What?
Okay, we just need to come up with a plan here. We are the brain trust. We can figure this out. What if we ask them to stand in line from tallest to shortest?
That's just not fair, because that means that puts all of the rats at the end, and there's going to be lines
very much.
Okay, but what if we do it then, like, loudest to quietest?
Oh, that's not fair. For those who don't speak, you know...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the elephants, too, they can be loud. I don't know, What if we just tell everyone to run there? Wouldn't that be easier? We just go like clap, go, and whoever gets there, and that's the end of it.
Egerton?
What?
Oh my god. You just had a great idea.
What?
You just had an amazing idea.
I know. I'm just wondering which one you thought was the most amazing, because they're all so amazing.
Egerton?
What?
A race.
A race?
I don't understand. I don't see how a race...
No, oh, no, it's amazing!
You're looking for the animals that best represent the needs and wants of the Jade Emperor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So why don't we put together an obstacle course, that challenges everybody in different ways, so nobody is at, you know, the top of their game, but everybody has a strength.
Strength.
And then they just run it, and the 12 animals that are the best... are the ones on the calendar.
What a great idea I had. They're going to be the ones on the calendar.
Well, I mean, I kind of put it together.
Well, I know, but I mean, like, I'm the inspiration.
I can see why he put you in charge, Agent.
No,
thank you very much.
I
like this idea. I will take this to the Emperor once.
Okay, perfect. So here, wait. No, you know what? Before you go, hold on. Just let me rummage through this junk drawer here. I keep a lot of stuff here just in case. And
It's my station.
Okay,
the
snack drawer I have in your desk.
I really shouldn't keep the
jade. No, it's fine. Just one more moment. One more, and I'll just.
Oh, look, we found the ants.
There's the ants. Oh, no, they're on top of what I need. I'm just reaching, and. All right, it's a firework. So, attention, all animals.
What?
Whoever gets to the Jade Emperor first is going to be on a new calendar. And go! Exactly as I planned.
The Nexus Files, starring Michael Howey, Christy Bolton, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli Hamada McElvey. Supporting producers Lillianne Johnston, Ren, and Becky Amanamar. If you enjoy the show, check out our Patreon. Supporters get access to our trove of bonus material and an invite to our wonderful fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at otherbrothers.com.
I did like 6 rats with very, very deep storylines. One of them's just a struggling stand-up comedian and no one listens. It's a child of 15. He's just trying to make his name in the rat world.
Love you.
Get into the rat race.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Forgive me, Father.
For I've sinned.
It's been 6 months.
Since my last confession.
What would you like to confess today?
I have decades of failings I could recap here.
Today, I want to confess the worst thing I've ever done.
Okay. Lots to unpack here.
I can be kind of a crap husband.
I took 8 years of my life and lit it on fire in a matter of 5 hours.
So I did what any self-respecting father would do.
Lightly dosed his Gatorade with a powerful laxative.
And I guess sorry for making out in the confessional?
Since confession is about talking to God, I felt he had a right to know what you've done.
What I've done? What did I do?
Are you kidding?
Do you love Emily?
What the hell kind of question is that?
Well, you're not going to absolve me? That's the whole point.
Please leave the sacrament to the professionals.
Where do you get off talking to me like this?
Excuse me?
What the f- who is there?
Forgive Me, a comedy podcast from Rogue Dialogue.